A Hartville man has pleaded guilty in a deadly drunken driving crash in Summit County. On Tuesday, 23-year-old George Taylor admitted to aggravated vehicular homicide and OVI charges in the May 2025 death of 18-year-old Isabel Gruba. Prosecutors say Taylor had a blood alcohol level more than double the legal limit when his car hit a pole on Maslin Road in Springfield Township. Gruba was a passenger and died at the scene. Taylor is scheduled to be sentenced June 8th. A man has pleaded guilty to his role in a fatal shooting in Springfield Township. 23-year-old Terrence Williams of Canton was charged with felonious assault and involuntary manslaughter. Two murder counts were dropped in a plea deal. Williams and 24-year-old Christian Diaz Sauceda of Canton were arrested in connection with the death of 39-year-old Brian Kofer at a Halloween party October 22nd. A second man suffered serious injuries in an assault. Williams was to stand trial Wednesday. Sentencing is set for June 9th. Diaz Sauceda is charged with felonious assault. A trial has been delayed for a Mississippi man accused in a shooting in Alliance. 29-year-old Robert McGee will now go to trial June 23rd in Stark County Common Pleas Court after his defense attorney requested more time to prepare. The trial had been set to begin Monday. McGee was indicted on charges of attempted murder and felonious assault, both with gun specifications. Police say the case stems from a December 2024 shooting in the 2200 block of West Main Street, where a 34-year-old man was shot twice while sitting in a vehicle. Another man was initially charged, but those charges were dropped. Canton City Council is delaying a major tax break vote for a proposed Amazon data center after public opposition and talks over local control. During Monday's meeting, council moved the decision on a 30-year, 75% property tax abatement to May 18th. The repository reports a community meeting will be held May 12th. The project, planned for Perry Township, would include large data center buildings and a new electric substation on about 100 acres off Faircrest Street Southwest. Residents have questioned transparency, environmental impacts, and the value of tax incentives for the project. Lake Township trustees are moving to pause new data center projects for 6 months while they review potential impacts on the community. The decision was made Monday, with officials saying the moratorium will allow time to study effects on health, safety, utilities, and local infrastructure before any new operations move forward. In other business, trustees addressed an unpermitted 2024 ditch enclosure. A letter will be sent to property owners Don and Karen Kurtz, ordering the ditch restored within 6 months. State officials are backing a new manufacturing expansion in Northeast Ohio expected to boost advanced technology jobs. The Ohio Tax Credit Authority has approved incentives for the Technology House in Streetsboro and Solon, which plans to add 72 full-time jobs and more than $5 million in annual payroll. The company specializes in additive manufacturing, including 3D printing and prototyping. A 7th District Appeals Court judge is okay after crashing his vehicle into a fast food restaurant in West Virginia. Police say Judge Mark Hanai accidentally drove his SUV into an Arby's in Bridgeport April 11th after hitting the gas instead of the brake. The crash caused significant damage to the building. Hanai suffered minor cuts. His passenger was not hurt and no charges were filed. A jury trial is set for July 13th for an Illinois man charged in a local sex sting and child pornography case. 36-year-old Vincent Bianconi of Chicago Heights faces 3 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor, along with misdemeanor charges. He allegedly responded to an undercover ad and arrived at a meeting in East Palestine in July 2024. Investigators say images of child sex abuse were found on his phone. Sebring Village Council is delaying a decision on creating a new business development director, pushing the proposal into discussions for the 2027 budget. Village manager Chris Frazier says the role would focus on attracting businesses, securing grants, and helping fill vacant properties. Council also sent a community relations officer plan to the Finance Committee. Officials say the part-time police position would expand community outreach and improve communication with residents. That includes support for the Blue Envelope program for individuals with special needs during traffic stops. A motorcyclist is dead after a shooting in Youngstown Tuesday night. Police say the victim was shot around 8:30 and came to a stop at Maryland and Oakwood Avenues on the city's west side. They were taken to the hospital in a private vehicle, where they were later pronounced dead. Police continue to investigate but have no suspects. A former Camel police chief is facing new misdemeanor charges after an incident inside municipal court. 69-year-old Dennis Piskarczyk is charged with menacing by stalking and is free on bond. A female court employee alleges he touched her without permission and made threatening comments. Piskarczyk has a prior history of similar allegations and disciplinary action. A Warren shooting victim has died. Police say 37-year-old Jamar Hill was shot on Highland Avenue Southwest April 17th and later died from his wounds. 24-year-old Brianna Nichols of Warren has been charged with felonious assault. Investigators say a woman reportedly called 911 and said she shot her boyfriend. The case remains under investigation. A Trumbull County court official is facing felony assault charges while continuing his campaign for judge. Devin Stanley, the county's chief deputy clerk of courts, pleaded not guilty in court Tuesday to accusations he assaulted his wife. Stanley says he will not withdraw from the Republican primary, despite party leaders calling for him to drop out. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.